Dealing with change is often difficult. On today's show, how planning for retirement has evolved over the past 20 years or so. We've got the top changes in getting to that next phase of life called retirement.
And now,
cover your assets with Logan Marcus.
How has retirement changed? How has it evolved over the years? That's what we're looking at, and that is the focus of the team at Alpha Omega Wealth. We're back in to cover your assets another week and another great conversation with Logan Marcus. Logan is attorney, investment advisor, representative, and managing partner at the firm here in the Valley, Alpha Omega Wealth. Logan, it is safe to say it is not the retirement of our parents these days.
That is correct. Many things have changed since our parents were our age and starting retirement.
Yeah, I mean, just the first thing that comes to my mind is the private sector pension is just about gone. I mean, that's a big thing.
It is a big thing. That's something that people used to rely on and actually tailor their retirement around. So that was really the epicenter of retirement, was a pension. And so now that that has gone, also, and we talked about this last week a bit, the idea of having a career, a 40-year career with the same company, also may be gone. Now, for a variety of reasons, we talked about last week that people sometimes now have multiple careers. That's not uncommon. And so we're responsible for our own finances. We're kind of on our own, just figuring it out on our own without any sort of safety net that pension used to provide.
That's right. I mean, we save into the 401k basically was the replacement, but it's a savings vehicle. And like you said, I mean, we can certainly feel like we're on our own. We don't have to be, thanks to firms like yours, Logan. But how do you explain when they come in, they've got the 401k? First off, you have to tell them that is not a plan.
No, I mean, it's a savings vehicle. It's a place to put money to let it grow during your working years. And hopefully you have a contribution match from your employer, which we always say take advantage of because it's free money. But that's not a plan. What you want is to have a plan that sets forth what's supposed to be done with the funds from that 401k once it's time to start decumulating those funds and using them. So having the 401k is one part of the plan. That's a great start. But what are you doing with it? What is that money for? The plan is an overarching idea that sets out how you're going to pay for and live in retirement. And that is not done with just one account.
No, exactly. And you go over that with everyone you meet with. We're going to tell you how to schedule with Logan here in just a second. But another thing, and another way retirement has evolved, is that it's longer. Logan, longevity, it's something you have to factor in.
You know, longevity, it's a great thing. I say this often, and I'm not trying to be flippant, but the great thing is we're living longer. The negative thing is we're living longer. Every
right.
day of our lives costs money. And so the life expectancy has greatly exceeded those of our parents and our grandparents. And a 65-year-old is now estimated to live 18 years more, depending, right? So a lot of us will live a lot longer than we did while we were working, meaning if we worked from age 25 to 55 or 65, we might live into our 90s or beyond. That's a lot of years to account for having money to live. So the great thing is you can pursue all the dreams that you ever wanted because you've got a lot of time. The bad news is, as I said, how are you going to pay for it?
Right, right. I mean, the cruel irony is that when more people had a pension that was just there all their life, they didn't live as long. And now we have to fund this. I mean, but you do that. And actually, I know we talk a lot about, you know, building in personal pensions, and that's to factor and stay with you through your life. That's a conversation they'll have with you when you come in. Here, by the way, is how you can claim a comprehensive review with Logan and the team. 800-874-8380. Now, with longevity comes the potential for higher health care costs. And here's another thing, Logan, Medicare just doesn't cover all of it.
No, and the thing is, it covers a lot of services that older people may require, right? But you want to make sure that you're constantly updating your Medicare plans. Now, we have a strategic partner that we work with, and that's what she does. So she'll do an audit on your Medicare plan. Do you have the best supplement? Is it serving you? Has that been looked at in a few years? Have your needs changed? So you might need some supplemental insurance to help pay for doctor's bills, prescription costs, dental expenses, things that happen as we get older. And it's expensive, and so there might not be any way to prepare for an unexpected medical issue, but be rest assured, it's going to get more expensive as you get older.
Well, which is why I know that you remind people, hey, you need to take care of yourself. You're going to be around a while, likely.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. We want our clients to be enjoying their retirement. The whole point is that you worked hard, you raised kids, or you didn't raise kids and you still worked hard. You ran a business, you ran multiple businesses, you were a homemaker. You worked hard, and now it's the time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And we don't want you to be worried about how you're going to do that. But also, the important thing, absolutely, you've got to stay healthy.
It seems like so much of what you're talking about here, Logan, ties into longevity and how retirement has changed and evolved. There are phases now because it's longer. Can you explain what the phases of retirement are?
Well, when we first think about it, I would say the pre-retirement is where that can be anywhere from 20 to whenever it is you're going to retire. Now, that's a time when you're thinking about what you might want to do in retirement. Now, when you're younger, you're probably just trying to save and amass as much money as you can to enjoy the fruits of your labor, as we said, in retirement without having to worry or struggle. When you hit that retirement red zone, about 5 to 10 years out from retirement, that's when you really have mobilized your plan, you're honing your plan, you're making sure that all of your money is working for you, your assets, all of your different accounts. That way you know what the plan is and how to execute it when you get to retirement. Once you're in retirement, then you're in that decumulation phase where you are spending that money, but the other part of it is you still want your money to make money. So it's not just an all-out bum rush now to just spend everything you have. It's in order to ensure that you have that money for the longevity. So that decumulation phase is going to last you from when you retire until you are no longer on this earth anymore, right? So the phase beyond that is the legacy. That's what you're leaving for your family. So those are all important parts that are going to be different for every single person. But rest assured, you will reach each of those phases. You want to be prepared when you do.
And also tied to longevity and the longer retirement is the fact that you'll have a lot of time on your hands over a long period of time. You work with so many different people, and everyone is different, but you probably work with a lot of people, Logan, who say, I'm bored. I know I don't have to work, but wouldn't mind going back in some way.
That happens so much. And here's the thing. People don't know what retirement is going to look like. A lot of us are very oriented to work. We're used to working 9 to 5. And so when you turn that off and you're kind of have a lot of free time, it's uncomfortable for many people. Now, some people can embrace that and they say, whew, I've been waiting 35 years to just not have to wake up early every single day of the week and not have to get home after the sun is down. Then you have other people who idle hands, right? So they just need to be doing something. And also that's one of the really major factors they're starting to find out is the mental stimulation as we get older is really helpful to keep us engaged, to keep us young, to keep us healthy. So we have everybody on a varying spectrum. We've got people that come to us and say, I will never retire. I'm going to tinker in my garage. I'm going to create things. People go into a second career. People volunteer or they work part-time, and all of that is okay, but being mindful of and thinking ahead of time about what your personality type is and what that might look like in retirement, because it might not be a full retirement.
And finally here, Logan, another thing too is talking about end-of-life decisions. Not that people have done that through the ages, but still, it's something that you need to talk about.
It's unpleasant. It's awkward. But it's life, and we are all going to die at some point. what you have a choice about is what happens to your loved ones and for your loved ones when you pass on. Are they left scrambling, panicked, picking up the pieces, not sure, running from pillar to post, not sure how to pay for your mortgage, not sure what your wishes were? I thought this necklace went to this person. Who is it supposed to go to? Or are they able to sit back, relax, take the time that they need to mourn your loss because the plan is in place, all of your accounts are in order, your documents from your estate plan, your estate attorney are there, they have a copy, they know who to call, they know who the CPA is for tax matters, they know who your financial advisor is, and they don't have to worry about any of that. The last thing you want your family to have to deal with when they're mourning you is what's going to happen next and have to start knee-jerk reacting and pulling money from different places that may not be the best move.
A good move for you right now, it's something you could do that's really easy, is call a number and get on Logan's calendar for a comprehensive review. That is at no cost, no obligation. And we'll open the phones to make that available right now.
And we are doing just that. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, we are offering a no-cost, no-obligation, comprehensive review. This is going to indicate if you are in need of a full-blown financial plan. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. That information, as we always say, can be eye-opening. We are going to look at those statements and assess your asset allocations. Does it match your risk tolerance? Has it been recalibrated in a while? Our guess is maybe not. We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be best to start taking those benefits. And if you were already taking those benefits, just what on earth should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income strategy using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we're offering to you. We're going to start with a phone call, or you can come to our beautiful office in North Scottsdale. We're going to sit down and talk about you and what your needs are. Katie and Anthony are standing by. Pick up the phone. It costs you nothing, and I promise you won't regret it.
It's some of your time, but come in. What a great use. 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. I mean, retirement has changed, and it certainly can seem like, because it really is, for many, it's on us. But you don't have to go it alone. That's where Logan comes in and the team at Alpha Omega Wealth. 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. Cover your assets. Logan, what's coming up after the break?
Well, you want to make sure you stay on track for your retirement. When we come back, we'll outline some ways baby boomers are wasting money in retirement and offer some options to help keep those coffers full.
The process with Logan Marcus and the team at Alpha Omega Wealth is quite comprehensive. And talking to you, the conversation will, of course, be about income and your retirement, proactive tax strategies, protective components, and yes, a spending plan. A lot of people don't like the term budget, but it's good to have a spending plan. And we've got some great tips from Logan Marcus in this segment of Cover Your Assets. Logan is managing partner at Alpha Omega Wealth, a fiduciary firm. Logan is also an attorney, a double fiduciary herself, and the website is alphaowealth.com. So, Logan, we're going to look at some spending that will occur probably in most retirements, and good tips from you. Let's start with, because you mentioned baby boomers, and they could be the first generation to ever be in the sandwich generation also, meaning that they could be still caring for kids, maybe even adult children, but also their parents possibly at the same time. Well, what suggestions do you have, Logan, for that?
Well, the sandwich generation, we're talking about middle-aged adults who are usually in their 40s, 50s, now some people in their 60s, who are caring for both elderly parents and children. So what happens is that people find themselves in this kind of unique situation where kids have gone off to college, or whatnot, left the home for a while and then came back for whatever reason. And then also they are caring for elderly parents. So it's unexpected expenses that come up. And here's the thing. This is not a negative or a positive. Obviously, it's wonderful if you can care for your family. The most important thing that we tell our clients is, like they tell you on an airplane, you need to put your oxygen mask on first. And what that means is you need to take care of yourself first and make sure your finances are in order so that you can be able to take care of those people who are relying on you. But remember that kind of burning the candle at both ends, having both, you know, being sandwiched in between those two generations, that's a part of the plan that needs to be accounted for, because funds can go very quickly when you have a lot of people who are relying on you. Again, not a bad thing, just something that needs to be prepared for. So inflation is raging. This is difficult. We've seen so many people lose their jobs and have to change jobs, change positions. It can take longer to save for a house. Interest rates have been making that difficult. College loans have been difficult. So what we want people to think about and prepare for, you know, we have people that come in and they say, yeah, you know, my son or daughter is graduating college next year and they're going to be coming home for a year to figure it out. So that's something when you're talking to us, we need to build that into the plan. It's easy for us to do that. Now, when you are part of that sandwich generation, just remembering that your money is going to need to stretch farther. So we're talking about possibly retrofitting your home for elderly parents. That can be pricey. Adult children that need, you know, they have needs, whether it's multiple cars because they're working and they need to get to their work or whatever it is. It's important to manage your stress. Take care of yourself first. As we said, put on your oxygen mask first and let us help you figure out how best to navigate being in a home where you are caring for elderly parents as well as adult children. Give us a call. This is something we help people with all the time. You do not have to do this alone.
And you can sit down with Logan and the team. 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. And I'm sure, Logan, that part of the review in looking at when someone, especially when they first come to you, is looking at their insurance, life insurance, et cetera. And especially, are they possibly overinsured? Or are there some things that they need to change?
Life insurance is, well, we'll get to that in a second. We're talking about insurance as just a broad idea. Insurance is one of those things you want to have it and make sure you don't need to go out and get it in an emergency situation, right? Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Now, thing about that is, as you said, you can be overinsured. What we look at with our clients, especially when we're talking about life insurance, is what are they using it for? So life insurance is intended to be a type of insurance that takes care of your beneficiaries when that person's life is over. It's life insurance, right? Now, what it also can do, and there are many plans now where you can borrow money tax-free against your policy. So if you need something, it's called living benefits. You can use the benefits of that life policy while you're alive. But by no means do we recommend that it is intended to be used as an investment vehicle. It is not the same type of investment, if you will, like a 401k or like a brokerage account. This has a very specific purpose. So if you're just looking for an investment from which you can take money, there are other ways to do that that might be more advantageous. Now, remember, you have to qualify for life insurance. So there's a medical aspect of it. And the premiums can be very pricey. It just depends. So what are the reasons that you have it? And as you get older, you want to think about that. If you're looking to provide a legacy for your family, there are also other ways to do that. Now, life insurance may be a good option for you, but it's just not because you get to a certain age that you need to have it. And certainly there are people that come to us, clients that don't have any family members. There's nobody upon their death that will need to be supported by their legacy. So that's a person, if they have other means of income flowing, they might not need life insurance. Now, they have health insurance. They have all those other types of insurance that they need on a daily basis. But it's something that you do want to reassess as you go through the different stages of life and because it gets more expensive. So you want to make sure it's something that you're actually using. And as we always say, money needs a job. What is the purpose of the premiums that you're paying into that life insurance policy? Is it intended to go to your children? Great. That might be a good option for you. But let's reevaluate why it is that you have that plan in place. And is it accomplishing that goal?
What about as far as where people live when they retire, downsizing? Are you seeing more of that? And also, have the new higher interest rates changed that some?
You know, I say this every week. I am not a proponent of telling people to live smaller in retirement and to shrink their lifestyle, to fearmonger and make them scared of losing money. The entire purpose of what we do is to put a plan in place for our clients so that they don't have to worry about living the life they want to. And that doesn't mean we're guaranteeing that their money is going to grow exponentially. Nobody can do that. But what we're doing is putting a plan in place that grows with your life and can change as your life changes. Now, a lot of people, when they're raising kids, they have a larger home. When they become empty nesters or when they get into that retirement red zone and through retirement, their desires about the lifestyle they want to live changes. And that makes sense. So it might not be just downsizing to save money or downsizing because the house is too large. It might be that now they want to buy that summer home they've always dreamed of on Cape Cod. And so what's the most efficient way to do that? Well, hey, if we're going to be spending 6 months across the country, then maybe we just get a smaller place here. That tends to be the thought process for a lot of our clients. So remember, when you have multiple homes, that's more insurance, more taxes, things like that. So it's not always that downsizing is going to be a less expensive way to live, but you want to think about, again, why are you doing this? What is the purpose? Some people want to spend most of their time traveling outside of the country, so it doesn't make sense for them to maintain the large home that they've had for years. We're, as usual, we say this all the time, we're going to sit down, we're going to do a deep dive and talk to you about what retirement looks like for you. It's going to be different for everybody. There are some people who want to keep their large home. That's where their children were raised, and that's what they want to do. So we build a plan in place around knowing that that's what we say. This is their forever home. So it just depends on what your desire is and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, absolutely. Everyone is different. And there are a lot of decisions you have to make. One of those, we all have this, Social Security. If you tap it early, and that may be good for some, but it's going to be less. Can you explain that process?
You know, we talk about this often. Social Security is one of those things that you're never going to know if you made the right decision until the day you die. And it's true. It might not be comfortable for people because we want to know we're making the right decision at all times, especially with finances. Sometimes for some people, it makes sense to wait longer to have a larger benefit. For some people, they can't afford to wait. And for others, they can't afford not to wait. So your circumstances are what we take into account from soup to nuts. What exactly is the reason why you're taking Social Security? Is it everything that you're going to have in retirement? Is it a cherry on top of your other income that's coming in? Do you have a pension? Do you have passive real estate income? All of these things factor into the decision for when to take Social Security. Now, here's the thing. Just because you can take it at 62 doesn't mean you should. Now, we look at the benefits that you will have at 62, 65, 67, and 70. Now, remember, these are projected benefits. These are calculations. Now, we tell everybody, regardless of your age, I'm 42 and I have gone on to SSA.gov and I've seen what my projected benefits will be. So go on to SSA.gov if you are in those retirement years or even just if you're younger and you're curious. You can put in all of your information, create an account, and find out what your projected benefits will be. You can play with spousal benefits. There's all sorts of really cool things to play with on that website, and I recommend that you go there. Now, here's the thing. you can wait till 70 and get more benefits if you want to. I mean, for a lot of people, if you're in good health, you have other sources of income, there's no reason not to wait. Now, a lot of times with spouses, we say maybe one spouse takes sooner and the spouse with the larger benefit waits. So it's just going to depend, again, on what your needs are, what you're looking to do, and what your the money you have saved right now has the bandwidth to provide, and then also what we can create in the future.
Well, let's look at your future in a comprehensive review that you can schedule with Logan now. And the great thing, it's at no cost, no obligation.
And we are opening the phone line. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, we are offering a no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review. This is going to indicate for us if you are in need of a full blown financial plan. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. We're going to look at those statements and assess your asset allocation. Does it match your risk tolerance? Has that been recalibrated in a while? We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be most advantageous to start electing those benefits. And if you're already electing those benefits, just what on earth should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income strategy using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we're offering to you. Katie and Anthony are standing by. We're going to start with a phone call, or you can come to our office in North Scottsdale. We're going to sit down and talk about you and put that plan in place. Pick up the phone. I promise it'll be the best thing you do for your family and your legacy today.
And here's how you make it happen. 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. Again, 800-874-8380. Logan, what's up next?
Well, there's more to investing than checking the stock ticker, believe it or not. There are several investment strategies that come into play. Let's go through some do's and don'ts for investing in retirement when we come back.
We're back with Cover Your Assets. Logan Marcus, Managing Partner at Alpha Omega Wealth, retirement strategies for those here in the Valley, from a fiduciary firm focusing on that retirement, as we mentioned earlier in the show, longer phase of your life. A lot of do's and don'ts in retirement of today, and we're going to go through some of the do's and don'ts with Logan, getting her to weigh in on this. Here's our first one. We're going to start positive with the do's. Do have a philosophy. What's a retirement philosophy, Logan?
Well, I love starting with positivity. We're also going to end with positivity, so we will sandwich in between possible negativity. We're not going to tell you there's a problem without giving you solutions. So a philosophy is a mindset, right? So we try to tell our clients, listen, when you're stepping into retirement, or people who are already retired, this works for them too, it's an unknown, right? So you've been working for however long, this is something that's going to be new for you. What do you want your retirement to look like? And again, even if you're in retirement, well into retirement, this does not exclude you from doing this exercise. What does retirement look like? What do you want to do? So when it comes to retirement, having a philosophy is to ensure that you have this plan in place and you continue putting the plan to work with a specific goal in mind. So we talk about point A and point B a lot. It's really difficult for us to figure out how we can get to your goal if we don't know where you're starting from. So when people come to talk to us, we figure out, what is their philosophy? How do they feel about spending money? How do they feel about saving money? What do they want to do in retirement? As we talked about earlier in the show, there are a lot of people who say, I'm never going to retire. That's a part of your philosophy. So you need to plan for having a life where you continue to work and do things that make you happy and stimulate you, but also you have some downtime. Does that work for your spouse? So the philosophy is twofold. It's got to work for both people, if there are two. If not, it's got to work for you. And then what does that look like in for your legacy? We have some people that say they want their last check to bounce. Some people are working day in and day out so their kids have a better life than them. How do you feel about money? How do you feel about retirement? We've said this before, that financial things in general are about 90% behavioral, 10% rationale. We really work to try to flip that and make it opposite. We want you to feel some way about your money and retirement and spending that. And we want you to respect what retirement looks like and respect making sure you can have the best retirement there is. But we also want you to not worry about what it is that's going on daily, which is why looking at the stock ticker, looking at the red and green all day can be crazy making. Having a philosophy is a true north that allows you to come back to the plan that we put in place and to know and to have the confidence in your retirement because you know that you're always going to stick to your plan because that's your philosophy. Now, when you come to us and you don't have one, that's okay. We help you suss it out and figure it out by going through a long list of questions and conversation topics to figure out what we're going to do to put the plan in place to match with your philosophy.
Yeah, exactly. It needs to match with your philosophy. And also, too, that philosophy, again, back to longevity, does need to have the ability to evolve itself and be flexible.
Well, we can't have you just up and changing things daily because somebody on some station says this is the stock to follow and then this is the thing to do. The plan has to be changeable and evolving, and that's great because, as we've said, life changes. Your life is going to go through peaks and valleys. You want a plan that's tried and true and able to move and still be functional and successful throughout those changes in life. Now, it needs to be repeatable. It needs to be a foundation. A house is built on a strong foundation. So when the market is up, it's the same plan as when the market is down. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't little tweaks that are made. That doesn't mean certain things don't change. But when you have a diversified plan that is really a seesaw that's balanced, you don't have to worry about upsetting the apple cart every time there's something that changes because we can't control, you know, geopolitical things that are going on. We can't control inflation. We can't control what's going on in the government. We can't control what's going on in the world. So the only thing we can control is making sure the plan is something that is able to not only be balanced, but works no matter what. We don't want you chasing fads or things that are a flash in the pan. And we are going to constantly rebalance. And as we say at the end of each segment, we're going to do an asset allocation assessment. Does it match your risk tolerance? And that might change here and there. That means the plan needs to be able to evolve.
And that it should. And that's where Logan and the team can be with you as partners through this process. I mean, certainly throughout your retirement, you're going to have life changes, changes in the economy, legislative changes even. 800-874-8380 is how you can get on Logan's calendar and come in one-on-one and talk about you and your retirement. 800-874-8380. You know, these don'ts are not really negative. We're doing do's and don'ts. This first don't is positive if you do it correctly. In times of volatility, we're no stranger to that. Your suggestion, Logan, is just don't question your plan. I guess you're saying don't let emotion get the best of you.
You know, as I said a few minutes ago, when we're talking about finances being very emotional, it's a behavioral thing. We have an emotion tied to the finances, right? You can look at a plethora of reasons why, not the least of which is that we made the money that's in those investments. We feel directly tied to it. That money kind of feels like it's out floating in the ether when it's invested, and we don't have control over it unless it's in my hand in the bank where I can go to it and, you know, get money out, or in my mattress. The thing is, when you're faced with volatility, which is just the way it is, that's what investing is. There, every investment type has a risk. Even keeping your money in the bank or in your mattress has a risk of erosion from inflation, right? So it might be tempting to change things when you, especially when the market is down and everybody's projecting doom and gloom, maybe turn off the TV. The plans that we put into place are created with a strong foundation, and the people that we have, the money managers that we work with, are the best at what they do because they're able to foresee any issues, turn tack, and their entire purpose is to make sure that our clients don't have to panic and start pulling money out. people don't realize it's very short-sighted to do that at times, right? You're going to miss out on your gains. And if you've had gains, you're going to have capital gains issues. So it's important to keep going back to your plan, your North Star, as I said, and stay the course. So when you overreact and you make rash decisions, you could regret those later. A lot of times we know the stock market's going to go up and down. Most of the time it evens out and it recovers. How long will it take to recover? And how long will it take for you to recover if you pull out a substantial amount on a whim just because, you know, something happened in the world? So don't question your plan during volatility to the point where you make rash decisions. If you question it and you have concerns, you want to call us, that's okay. It's always good to be mindful, but don't let it lead you to a place where your emotions go to where, you know, your emotions go high and your intelligence goes down and you make decisions that could have long-lasting impact.
Well, the next don't is, I mean, don't expect your plan to outperform the market. I mean, what's your take on that one, Logan?
I mean, here's the thing. It's kind of a fool's errand. We have clients that come in and, you know, they've been managing their own money for many years, a lot of them very successfully, and they realize that, you know, at a certain point, you really do need a professional. Now, that's when we come together and kind of create the plan where the account that they've been managing kind of gets put into the plan with all of their other assets, and they're able to see how that collaborative nature works better in the end to create a desired outcome. But they usually don't outperform the market. They might have done well. Outperforming the market is not something you ever want to think about investing with an intention to outperform the market. So even the best investment plans made by the top economists who do this day in and day out underperform. So it doesn't mean that your strategy is bad or broken, and it doesn't mean to abandon your strategy. But there are external factors, as we know, especially in the short term, that will affect investments. I mean, we watch it every day on the stock market. So it's a long term, it's a marathon, not a sprint investing, and especially planning for retirement in a meaningful way that is going to provide long lasting security and just as much security as you can have, but confidence in your plan. So the long term perspective coming to investing and analyzing how your investment strategy is working is usually the ideal way to look at it. When we talk to our clients, we ask them and we say this, what is this money for? And the reason why is we say this every week, money needs a job. If it doesn't have a job, it gets lazy and underperforms. So is your money allocated in the most advantageous way to be performing the jobs you want it to? Now, again, we're never going to say we can outperform the market. That would be, I mean, against our fiduciary duty and wrong. We can't guarantee any of it. And we're certainly not trying to outperform the market, but what we're looking to do is to maximize your assets so that they work for you and create longevity and confidence in a plan that, again, you don't have to question during volatility to the point where you make rash decisions. You have a repeatable philosophy that is basically a lather, rinse, repeat with tweaks as needed. And you have a philosophy that is really the protective sheath around your plan. So worrying about outperforming the market is something that, you know, a lot of people do, and it ends up usually not working out the best.
And in closing, do understand that the strategies for you, and you can find out what those strategies are. It's a custom approach they take at Alpha Omega Wealth. Come in and talk about it. Another opportunity to schedule at no cost, no obligation.
We are opening the phone lines once again. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, we are offering a no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review. This is going to indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. That information is important for you to know. We are going to look at those statements and assess your asset allocation. Has that been recalibrated in a while? My guess is probably not. We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be best to start taking those benefits. And if you're already taking those benefits, just what should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income strategy using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we're offering to you. We're going to start with a phone call, or you can come into our office in North Scottsdale. Katie and Anthony are standing by, ready to take your calls. Give us a call. It'll be the best thing you do for your family and your legacy today, and it is free.
No obligation to this. A comprehensive, a very learning experience for you. 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. Again, 800-874-8380. Well, Logan, we are not done. How do we close it out?
We're going to close it out by answering questions from our loyal listeners that they submitted on alphaowealth.com. Don't go anywhere. We might be answering yours.
It's Q&A with Logan Marcus. Logan Marcus and Cover Your Assets. We're back into it. And this is a great segment of the show because we get to hear from you and your concerns. And Logan gets to, well, answer your questions and meet those challenges. Talk to you about it a little bit on the show, as she can more specifically when you meet with her and the team at Alpha Omega Wealth. Now, how do you get a question to Logan? AlphaOWealth.com. That's the website. It's another way to schedule. AlphaOWealth.com. Well, let's start with Lonnie in Glendale. How should an IRA be managed? Allow it to accumulate wealth and then pay taxes on withdrawals in retirement, or transfer it to a Roth IRA? And then Lonnie goes on to ask, should I pay my taxes now and receive my money tax-free later? Can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account itself? And there is
Lonnie,
a YouTube tutorial to answering that question.
Yeah, exactly. That's a forfer. Right. That's a bunch of questions at once. Well, we encourage you to ask questions. So, Lonnie, good question. Here's the thing. We don't have your age here. So I'm going to ask you a question that I would ask any of our clients. What are you looking to do with this money? So there's a lot of math that goes into thinking about doing a Roth conversion. Does it match with what you're trying to do? Can you qualify for a Roth? So it depends what your tax strategy is. What are you making? How much money are you making? How much are you contributing? Do you have a match? Again, what is this money used for? What are you trying to do with it? Are you 30 and asking for a long-term strategy? Are you 65 and retiring next month? Now, in terms of the taxes to be deducted from the account, it has to come out of that account. So the answer to that is yes. But give us a call so we can find out a little bit more about you and your desires, so we can kind of answer this question with a little bit more information so that it makes sense for you.
Yeah, Lonnie, and thanks so much for listening. And the questions for us today, 800-874-8380. Again, if you want to have Logan dig in more specifically with you on this and other areas of concern, 800-874-8380. Here is Stan in Sun City West. I'm 65. I have no retirement, only benefits from Social Security. How can I begin saving? And more importantly, where do I begin investing so late in the game?
Well, Stan, this is a good question. So it's never too late to start, and I say this often. The best time to start was yesterday, but the second best time to start is today. So don't bury your head in the sand. Now, when we talk about what you can do to save from here, again, we need to know what it is that you're looking to do. Are you retired? So I know you said you're 65 and you have no retirement. I assume you mean you have no retirement account, so no 401ks, no Roths, IRAs, things like that. So what we'll ask is, are you still working? What have you saved for your emergency fund? So we've talked about this before, but in our fiduciary opinion, it's irresponsible for us to talk about where you can invest if you don't have your emergency fund in place. Generally, we recommend 3 to 6 months. We like it to be 6 months of your bills saved up. Now, once you have that, we can kind of start talking about what the next moves are. So how much is your salary? What are your bills costing you? Do you have children? Are you looking to provide a legacy? So I would be less concerned about how late it is, in your words, and more figuring out what it is that you're trying to accomplish. That's going to give us a better idea of what it is that we would set out to do. Once we have that information, then we'll put a plan together for you, Stan, and we'll talk about how you can start that process. Again, it's never too late to start, but we need to figure out what your point B is so we can figure out how to start at your point A. Give us a call.
Absolutely, Stan. And I can really relate to that, Logan. I mean, when I was way younger, I had a couple of friends. They were, one in like his late 20s, he was already talking about his retirement. I'm like, what in the world? That is ages from now. But I mean, some people, and I wish I had been more like that. But I guess from what you're telling Stan, I mean, it's never too late. In other words, we've just got to find out what you want to do. How do you see your retirement?
Exactly.
That's what you're going to dig into when Stan comes in. Hopefully you will. 800-874-8380. Here's Phyllis in Phoenix. I was terminated by my employer. The paperwork they sent me said a 10% penalty for an early 401k withdrawal would be waived for payments made after separation of service if you turn 55 during that year. Well, this might as well have been written in hieroglyphics. What can I do to avoid that penalty if I don't turn 55 until 2026? I mean, that is confusing, the wording.
It is confusing, and it's kind of a little bit of a little unknown thing. So here's a question, Phyllis. Do you need that money? So you're not turning 55 for another 2 years, and if you need the money before 59 and a half, you can keep the money in that 401k and you can take some money out, right? That's what they're telling you. Now, if you don't need the money, because you were terminated, you can move that money to an IRA even though you are under 59 and a half. So it's one of those little loopholes for being able to move money prior to 59 and a half. So that's tax deferred money without a penalty. Now, if you want to pull the money out and you say, listen, I don't want to deal with them, I'm going to move my money, I'm going to take money, and I'm 53 at this point, you will have that penalty. So the best advice, probably, if you need the money, is to keep it where it is with the 401k, take the money out as you need it, and then and that's when you turn 55. So you have to wait until 55. But after 59 and a half, you can take that money out and you can use it freely. Now, if you want to, again, not use that money, move that money and don't touch it until you're 59 and a half to avoid that penalty. Remember, the other side of the coin is that because your money is in that 401k with your former employer, you will be paying fees for the management of the 401k and also likely for the plans or funds that you may be in. So give us a call. We can help you look at this. We'll have you send us your statement or provide it to us, bring it into us, and we'll help give you some advice on what each side of the decision looks like, and we'll help you figure out which might be the best plan for you.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis. I mean, you're right. I agree. That was confusing, but Logan can help clear it up.
Even my explanation was confusing. It's confusing.
No, actually, your explanation was wonderful. The what she was providing from her employer was confusing. I get what she means by may as well have been written in hieroglyphics. 800-874-8380. Coming, Logan will help clear it up even more for you, Phyllis. Clarence in Peoria. I keep getting calls from folks looking to sell me precious metals and or maybe to convert my IRA into gold. Is this legitimate? And if so, is it smart?
So is it legitimate? Yes. Is it smart? That's a bigger question. So gold is at an all-time high right now. And we know that the adage for investing is to buy low, sell high. So it would be counterintuitive for you to be buying high. Now, even if we look at economic indicators that maybe interest rates are going down and stocks going up, you want to kind of assess at what point in the curve would you be buying those precious metals. Now, here's the thing. We tend to advise that people don't do anything with all of their money. So When you want to be diversified, this means you're not doing any one investment or making any one choice for all of the funds. So to convert your IRA into gold would be, I think, probably not the best move. Now, it depends. Again, what are you trying to do? So here's the thing. Let's say you convert your entire IRA into gold, and then next year, the price of gold goes down. Now, if you want to sell that gold, now you're selling low after you bought high. So that's really kind of not going to place you in the best situation. But here's the thing. We don't know how old you are. So give us a call. What is your time horizon? What are you looking to do? Do you have other sources of income? We often say when it comes to precious metals that you can't really do much with them when it comes to needing it for currency. You can't go to Safeway or AJ's or Albertsons or Stop and Shop, and you can't give them a ingot of gold and get your groceries. So Right. We've got to make sure, what are you using it for? Yes, it's cool. We like it. It's fun to hold. It looks cool. And there might be a portion that makes sense for it to be allocated in your portfolio for gold. But let's talk about what that looks like and why. What is the reason behind it? Is it just because people are calling you and making you feel like you're missing out on something? Well, let's talk about that. But the short answer, is it legitimate? Yes. Is it smart? I don't know. And the reason why is because there are so many factors when it comes to gold, and it is a volatile metal. And yes, is it valuable? Sure. Does that mean all of your retirement savings should be invested in it? I'm not sure about that. So give us a call, Clarence. Would love to have you come in and we can sit down and kind of map out what that looks like for you. And maybe there's a small portion that makes sense in your portfolio to be holding gold.
Well, we say it's a comprehensive review that Logan offers, and that's what it's about, getting in, you know, follow-up questions, things like that. And just a lot of the information that you need to consider in your retirement. Coming from a double fiduciary, that's Logan, and a fiduciary firm, that's Alpha Omega Wealth. You can call in and claim yours now at no cost, no obligation.
We are opening the phone lines for the last time today. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, we are offering a no-cost, no-obligation comprehensive review. This is going to indicate for us if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. That information is important, and it can be eye-opening. We're going to look at those statements and assess your asset allocation. Does it match your risk tolerance? When was the last time that was recalibrated? We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be best to start taking those benefits. And if you're already taking those benefits, just what should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income strategy using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we're offering to you. Pick up the phone. It costs you nothing. I promise it'll be the best thing you do for your family and your legacy today. Katie and Anthony are standing by. Pick up the phone, even if it's just to record the phone number. Give us a call. We'll help put your mind at ease to put confidence in your retirement plan today.
And that is to 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380. No cost, no obligation for a very comprehensive review and really an educational and just overall good experience for you. 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380. Speaking of good experiences, we'll be back next week to do it all over again. Hope you are with us with Logan Marcus. And we're back next week with Cover Your Assets. Have a great week.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cataract Grant & Company, Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer and registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Alpha Omega Wealth, LLC is a separate entity from Cataract Grant & Company, Incorporated. During the show, Logan Marcus provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the underlying issuer. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Don Spini is an investment advisor representative offering investment advisory services through Sun Valley Wealth. Carteret Grant & Company Incorporated and Sun Valley Wealth are not affiliated.